Our next presentation, Growing Degree Day Models of Plant Growth Regulator Efficacy on Creeping Bentgrass Putting Greens. Presenting author is Ramsey B. White.
Thank you, Dr. McCurdy. So as we all know that creeping bentgrass is a cool season grass, and it should, if you look on the right, follow kind of the model on the growing throughout the year. So in the spring, we should have more of an upgrowth or an increasing growth. And then as it heats up in the summer, we should kind of get a decline in growth. And then again in the fall, increase in growth again, kind of creating a bimodal curve. So what we think that we see in Lubbock, Texas, is kind of an altered growth curve, where we get this increase in growth in the spring, but we never get the decrease in growth starting off in the summer. And so with that, what we see is we see with increased in shoot growth in the summer, we see a decrease in putting green performance and quality. Some things we looked at was ball roll is decreased, and also quality, we start to get scalping issues. Instead of having a more of a firm, fast green, we start to see more of a puffy or soft conditions on those greens. Golf courses, to alleviate these problems, they're vertical mowing in the summer, and also they're applying plant growth regulator sequentially through the season. So what we've seen and talked to superintendents on the golf courses is that the plant growth regulator applying them sequentially has not been very effective. What they say that they see starting off in the summer as we heat up, as they see a lot of scalping. One other thing that they look at is they start to get an increase of clippings in their baskets of their mowers. They've tried to increase application rates and have not had any effect on that. And so looking back at some data from Dr. Cruiser in 2011, he stated that doubling application rates would not increase or enhance your suppression, and that was specifically looking at Primo Max. He also stated that further evaluation should be conducted on at least Primo Max, where you have prolonged temperature extremes and extended growing season on creeping bentgrass. Objectives of our project, we wanted to determine if we could adequately suppress creeping bentgrass through the season with sequential applications. And then the main thing that we're going to focus on today is we wanted to develop a growing degree day model accumulation to better help superintendents to be more effective on making their applications of plant growth regulators. So to start out with, we're in Lubbock, Texas. We use two sites. Both were golf courses. One was Rawls Golf Course. We used their nursery green. And then the other golf course was Meadowbrook Golf Course. And we were on hole number 16. Both golf courses were dominant plus creeping bentgrass. They're both a sand-based green. Mowing height was bench set to 3.2 millimeters. And they were irrigated to back to 100% of ET. We used a randomized complete block design with three replications. The plot size was 3.34 square meters. Our 2015 data, we made applications on April 23rd, June 17th, and July 29th. We allowed 1,000 to 1,100 growing degree days to accumulate between each application. And the reason for this is we wanted to see our suppression phase, our rebound phase, and see that plot return back to relative growth of the control plot. We used a CO2 backpack pressurized sprayer at 40 PSI. It was calibrated to 81.48 milliliters per square meter. And on the right, you can see the table beside there that shows our plot treatments. We looked at Primo Max, Trimit, Cutlass, and then Legacy and Musketeer are both combination products. And if you'll notice on the active ingredient on Legacy and Musketeer, each of those active ingredients is been reduced in percentage compared to the single chemical products that they would relate back to. And then also April 23rd, we applied a low rate. And then on June 17th and July 29th, we applied at our moderate rate. And the reasoning for this was is the grass was not growing as fast in April as it was in June and July. And so we used a lower rate at that time. We collected clippings 2 times per week. We used a walk-behind mower that was 53 centimeters wide. We had to make 2 passes to collect all clippings in each plot. Clippings were then emptied in a bag through a funnel, and then they were oven dried for at 80 degrees Celsius for a minimum of 48 hours. Once the clippings were dried, we then weighed the clippings, and then we used basically a relative clipping formula to determine percentage of the PGR plot weight of material compared to the control plot. The growing degree day model we used at a base temperature of 0 degrees Celsius, and then we looked at our data through Sigma Plot 12, and then we did our tables and our graph through Excel 2013. So results on this, we're going to look at the same graph throughout this presentation, so I'll kind of introduce it to you a little bit. On your x-axis, you have accumulation of growing degree days. Your y-axis is your relative growth of your PGR plot compared to your control plot. You can see at 1, we have a line going through there, and so basically that would designate where we pass from our suppression phase on the left of the line and go into our rebound phase. It was a dampened sine wave line, and there's our parameters that are going to be used to look at throughout the models. You can see Primos in green, Trimets in orange, Cutlass is in gray, Legacy is yellow, and Musketeer is blue. The first product we're going to look at is Primo Max. It had an R-squared value of 0.64. We achieved peak suppression at 32% and also at 125 growing degree days. And then you can see up here at the where we meet at relative basically 100% of our control at 521 growing degree days. And so we're going to kind of compare Primo throughout. I'm going to leave the Primo model line up throughout the rest of these products. That way you can kind of compare what most of the research through creeping bentgrass putting greens has been done on Primo. And so I wanted to kind of look at the difference between suppression of Primo compared to other products available. Cutlass, R-squared value was a 0.39 on that line, 24% peak suppression at 153 growing degree days, and it returned back to, or started into your rebound phase at 466 growing degree days. Trimet, it had an R-squared value of a 0.42. It had 33% peak suppression at 162 growing degree days, and it was started in its rebound phase at 494 growing degree days. Legacy is our first combination product that we're going to look at here. It was had an R-squared value of 0.44 at 33% peak suppression at 170 growing degree days, and then it started into the rebound phase at 596 growing degree days. Musketeer had an R-squared value of 0.38, 39% peak suppression at 170 growing degree days, and then it started its rebound phase at 686 growing degree days. And then if we look at them all combined, what we wanted to do is, with this whole modeling project, is basically create a reapplication interval for a superintendent. And so to successfully suppress creeping bentgrass putting greens, we have to determine when is the best time for these superintendents to reapply. And so what we did is we looked at just strictly the suppression phase, and we took 50% of that suppression phase and said this could be a reapplication interval best for the superintendents. That way they maintain suppression throughout the season. So on Cutlass, you can see it's at 230 growing degree days. Primo is at 260 growing degree days. Trimet, if you'll notice, it's actually only at 250 growing degree days. And the reason for that, if you'll look where it comes up and starts rebound, it actually passes the it goes past Primo at that point, and so it has more of a steeper slope than Primo or the other products. Legacy was at 300 growing degree days, and then Musketeer was at 340 growing degree days. And if you'll look at the lines that drop down to the growing degree days, the vertical lines, you can see that we almost get a separation in our combination products compared to our single chemical products. So in conclusion, Cutlass showed to have limited suppression compared to all the other PGRs. Talking to the manufacturer, they suggested that making these modeling applications, we were not allowing the fluoroprimidol to actually build up in the plant. And so if you had more sequential, if you made more sequential applications, then that product might suppress better than what we showed on the model. One thing else we noticed on 2014 and 2015 is that it took between 2 and 4 days for the products to actually start showing suppression on the greens. And then Legacy and Musketeer did provide the greatest suppression and did have extended effectiveness compared to the other three PGRs that we looked at. One thing to note with Trimet and Musketeer, which contain paclobutrazole, is that if the greens were growing slower than, say, in the summer, you could have complete shutdown of the green, and so there could be some negative impacts that could result in that, spraying possibly one of these products right before tournaments. So you need to basically know that there could be some negative impacts with the phytotoxicity on it, and give a, I guess, a leniency on application. With that, I'd like to thank Dr. Young, my advisor, colleagues that helped me collect the data, A&M Extension Research, Texas Turf Research, Teaching and Extension Endowment, and the USGA for funding this product. With that, I'll take any questions. Yes, sir. The base I was using for the growing degree day model was 0 degrees Celsius. Yes, sir.
How did your growing degree day recommendations compare to the Krauser model for Primo, and how can you explain the differences?
The best differences that I can, one of the biggest differences is I think we have a longer season than Dr. Krauser had in I think Wisconsin, if I'm correct. I can't remember. That would be probably the, one of the biggest differences is we accumulate heat units or growing degrees more rapidly in West Texas than I would think you would see there. Is that
your growing degree day interval?
Well, it's still the same scale, but I think I don't know on the reapplication interval. I think that's what you're talking about. What he suggested. He uses a. From what I understand, and he's going to explain it better tomorrow, I think during when he, in his talk, he goes out to one-third of the first, how did he explain it? One-third of the first part of your curve, if I remember right. I might be wrong on that exact statement, but. Yes, sir.
How often was the bank grass mowed? And what dictated that we
take 2 per million? So those greens were mowed every day. We took two days a week is what we used. It was an easy schedule. The one green on at Meadowbrook was definitely in play, but they were mowed every day. Yes, sir.
Were those greens previously exposed to PGRs?
Yes, sir. Both of them were previously exposed. Both of them were. The one I know for sure, and it was before we started our data this year. They didn't make an application this year. But the nursery green at Rawls, was they were using Paclo or Primo Max. And then the green at Meadowbrook, I think that he was only using Primo, and I might be wrong on that in years previous. Yes, sir. I'd have to go back and look, but just to give you an idea, in the summer months, we can reach above 100 degrees in August.
That might be something you look at in these models. Some of these growing degree day models will account for the fact that you reach these sub-optimum temperatures.
Yes.
You might not actually have growth occurring during that.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Any correlation with the banking and impact in the pumping?
I can't hear completely from up there. I've got growing degree day and creeping bent grass. Is there anybody that can?
We better hold up. This may take a few minutes.
So
we better hold up.
Thank y'all.
Let's take a few minutes.